Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues the industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and today we have a frequent guest on Chip Chat back in the studio, Raejeanne Skillern, who is now GM of Cloud Computing for Intel. Welcome, Raejeanne.
Thank you, Allison. It's good to be back.
So first of all, congratulations on the new title. It sounds like things are good in the world of cloud computing at Intel.
Yeah, our cloud service provider business has continued to grow year over year. So it's a good time to get more involved and a great opportunity for me to engage in more areas.
Earlier today, we saw you and Diane Bryant, the vice president of the Data Center Group, talking at the Structure event. And you guys came out with some interesting updates about Intel's vision of where the data center is going. I wanted to talk to you about that. Intel has made a lot of hay lately about something called the data services economy and how technology is evolving to address a new model of economics for business. Can you talk a little bit about what that vision is and how this drives change within the data center?
So we know that there is this amazing cycle happening where more users and more devices are accessing the internet and people are creating cloud services to address this, whether it's business-based services or consumer-based services. It's a cycle of creating more people, more ideas, more services, and more data. And what that means is it's putting a strain on the back end in that we need to be able to scale massively to support this growth. We need to do it incredibly cost-effectively, as well as we need to enable new capabilities, new analytics tools, new ways of mining and utilizing that data to drive business value. So by doing that, we call it the digital services economy, where we're going to have all this information available, and it's the realization and insight that comes from that data that's really of value to business. And what we're trying to do is to provide the most efficient infrastructure, and that's what we really mean by when we say we're going to re-architect the data center, is we want to disrupt the legacy, the things that are holding back the growth, and we want to move forward with a new way of architecting the data center from the silicon up through the cloud services up to the data level so that we can truly embrace and accelerate the market.
You know, and I think that you hit on something really important, which is something that we see in a lot of massive technology transformations, which is I'm looking at my legacy infrastructure and I'm just not quite sure how I use this to capture the opportunity that I see on the other side of the chasm. Why don't we talk a little bit about our vision, and you're using a pretty provocative word called disruption, our vision for how we're going to work to actually deliver that, and then we'll get to Intel's role in all of that.
It starts with the fact that general purpose really isn't sufficient. It's very good for some things, but what we see is as new workloads and applications come into play, the best way to enable infrastructure is to optimize that infrastructure directly for that application or service. That's how you get the best utilization. That's how you waste the least amount of resources, and you get the most out of your infrastructure. You need different forms of compute engines across your compute network and storage. You need to be able to have silicon that is optimized by workload, as well as we believe that dedicated static boxes are really the old way of doing things. And going forward, we see a data center in much more operated as disaggregated logical resource pools that can be adapted based on the unique needs of an application at any given point in time. We want there to be an orchestration layer that can dynamically pull from your compute network and storage resources and adapt into the unique needs of that application. And that's what we called software-defined infrastructure. So when we talk about disruption, it starts at the silicon. It disrupts the entire legacy type of data center, dedicated static boxes today to a much more agile and automated environment. And then, of course, you've got the automation and orchestration that sits on top of it.
Now, you introduced four new pillars of focus. The first one, obviously, is Intel's main focus, which is silicon innovation. Can you talk about how the evolution of Intel's thinking has driven to today's direction?
So what we started out by doing is really looking at our volume product lines and enabling more flexibility inherent into those product lines, as well as we've bifurcated our product lines to bring things like Atom to the microserver roadmap. We've done this also with Xeon Phi, where we've created a many-core processor that can be used to accelerate parallel processing and help in technical computing workloads. So while we've done that across our volume product lines, we also realized that as some of these hyperscale cloud providers build out, There's also a need and demand because of their scale to develop tailored silicon for their unique needs as well. So we can take the best of the Intel architecture and we can combine in their IP with our architecture on our leading manufacturing process with the benefit of our entire ecosystem to deliver something that's even more customized than what our standard volume processors are today.
Now let's shift to the second pillar, which is really about how you define the system of the data center and moving from a box model. Can you talk a little bit about some of the technologies that need to be developed to get to this end vision?
Well, first you need very high performance leading edge compute network and storage technologies, but then you have to build on that. And how you do that is how you combine your fabrics and your internet technologies together, as well as your orchestration tools that allow you to pool those resources and disaggregate. And this is when we talk about a rack scale architecture. Rack is almost a misnomer because the rack is kind of arbitrary as well, but no longer are your resources bounded within the constraints of one static storage system or server system. You're disaggregating and then repooling your compute network and storage and I/O resources together and allowing them to be uniquely applied based on the application's need. So all of those capabilities down in the infrastructure, those attributes are exposed upward through the orchestration layer, and that allows then the application or whatever policies you're setting in their data center to then go and pull the resource it needs when it needs and only as much as it needs. So you're not wasting resources. By doing this as well, you're increasing systems that are much more modular, much more dense, as well as you have the opportunity to refresh components when they need to be versus having to rip out an entire box and put in a new one.
Now let's get to the third pillar, expediting service delivery. Here, there seems to be a lot going on in terms of innovation and some things that I was surprised to hear about from Intel. Do you want to comment?
We believe that the cloud platform is the scalable and efficient platform that's going to enable data centers to run the type of information and digital services that we were talking about. What we have realized long ago is that compute and network and storage, we used to buy it in a server. The next platform out there is really the compute and network and storage as a service. And we started this move by moving our branding. So where we used to brand just the server platform, we're actually acknowledging that the server as a service is as critical a platform, and we've extended our capabilities. But the other piece of this is when you really look at not just the infrastructure, but the application development, the software development that happens. In the past, we used to have kind of legacy programming models that were really tightly coupled your apps to your server, and your programming languages had that tight coupling and optimization. Some of the newer programming languages that are more abstract are making applications easier to deploy, more seamless to deploy, and faster, which is really good. What we like to see is any kind of technology that can accelerate the industry and drive growth by making compute either more accessible or more cost effective and easier to use. We like to embrace those trends, take them, and help drive them out to the industries of the future.
And finally, the concept of monetizing data is a difficult thing to do. So what is Intel's vision here?
Our vision in this space has really been about accelerating enterprises' ability to realize insight and value from the data that's being generated in the industry. We started out by making sure that our silicon was optimized for this environment for Hadoop, well, structured and unstructured data type environments. We've also made a significant investment in Cloudera because we want to ensure that the world's leading distribution of Hadoop on Apache is optimized for Intel technology and that we have jointly developed a roadmap of enterprise class features and capabilities to make Hadoop more easily deployable in the industry. And going forward, we're going to do a lot in the data analytics space to once again make these tools and use cases more easily accessible to businesses across different verticals or segments or industries. And we're going to continue to try to build up that stack to help enterprises not only collect and capture data, but to analyze it and funnel it back into their business for profit or cost savings or operational efficiencies.
An amazing amount of innovation expressed in this vision, and obviously some very bold steps by Intel in terms of challenging its own business model. So where can folks find more information and engage with you further on this topic?
Feel free to reach out to me on my Twitter handle, which is at Raejeannes, R-A-E-J-E-A-N-N-E-S, as in Skillern. Otherwise, you can also go to Intel IT Center, where we have a ton of information on all the things we're doing to enable cloud, big data, analytics, and you can check and download resources there.
Well, Regine, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time for this today. I know that you're busy, and we'll have you back on the program soon so that we can continue on this exciting topic.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.